I want you to open your Bibles with me this evening in the book of John's Gospel in the chapter number 8. John's Gospel, chapter 8, commencing to read at the verse number 12. Let's follow the reading of God's Word, please, in the precious book of God. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true, for I know whence I came and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh, I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Then said they unto him, Where is thy Father? And Jesus answered, Ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. These words spake Jesus in the treasury, as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself? Because he saith, Whither I go, ye cannot come. And he said unto them, Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. And we know that God will add his blessing to the reading of his word for Jesus' sake. Amen and amen. There never was a preacher like the Lord Jesus Christ. When he was upon this earth, it was said of him, never man spake like this man. What a privilege it must have been to have sat under the preaching and under the ministry of such a preacher. The Lord Jesus Christ, he always had a message for the people that gathered to listen to them. He had always a message for the needy souls. He used the common things of this world to illustrate eternal truths. And the Bible says the common man received him gladly. But whilst it is true that there were those that received his invitation, it is also true that many did not receive him or respond to his call, or the challenge of the gospel that he brought. I think of that day when the Lord Jesus Christ looked over the city of Jerusalem. And when the Lord Jesus came near that city, the Bible says, he beheld the city, and he wept over it and said, If thou hadst known, even thou at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. And whilst it is true, the Lord Jesus, in a very gracious and very wonderful way, visited that city and spake unto the people and brought the message to their hearts. Yet it is also true that many rejected the Son of God and despised his offer of mercy, of grace and salvation, and trampled underfoot the precious blood that he shed for the remission of their sin. I think of that day in the book of Matthew chapter 11 when the Lord Jesus Christ upbraided the cities amongst which he had done as many miracles. And the Bible says they repenteth not. He says, Woe unto thee, Chorazin, woe unto thee, Bethsaida, and thou Capernaum which are exalted unto heaven shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which had been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained unto this day. The Lord Jesus Christ at the end of that upbraiding of the city said, Come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Think of the tenderness of the Savior Himself as He reached out His hands and He beckoned men, women, young people to come to Him. He said, come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And He said, I will give you rest. In this 8th chapter of the book of John's Gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ has spoken to the scribes and to the Pharisees. In that chapter you find that they sought to find fault with the Lord Jesus Christ. They brought that woman that was taken in adultery, they threw her down before Him. And the Bible said, they said, tempting Him that they might have to accuse Him. And so they were finding fault with the Lord Jesus Christ and seeking to accuse the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet the Bible says in verse 12, where we started this evening, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth Me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Think of those words. Then spake Jesus again unto them. Although they tried to tempt Him, although they tried to accuse Him, although they sought to find fault in Him, yet we see the Lord Jesus Christ in love and in mercy speaking one more time. For the Bible said He spake again unto them. Oh, I pray that God will speak to your heart tonight in this meeting. Maybe you've heard the gospel over and over. Maybe you've heard the message that I'm proclaiming tonight so many times before. But friends, listen, you've walked away from the Savior. You've turned your back on the Son of God. You've trampled underfoot the precious blood that Jesus shed for the remission of your sin and for the redemption of your soul. Oh, that God would speak to you again. Oh, that God would call you yet one more time and speak to your soul, young person, that God will call with the effectual call of His sovereign grace and bring you unto Himself. They heard Him once again. You say, what happened? Let me tell you, my friend, although He spoke to them again, yet alas, they turned away from the Savior in unbelief. They did not receive the Son of God. They did not respond to the appeal which the Savior made to their soul. And so in verse 21, Jesus said again unto them, I go My way, and ye shall seek Me, and ye shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. What a tragedy are these words, my friends, speaking about a man or a woman or the scribes and the Pharisees that heard so often the challenge of the gospel of Christ. They heard the Master Himself preaching unto them. They heard the tenderness of the heart of Christ. And they saw the hands of Christ outstretched to them in beckoning them to come to Him, that He would give them rest. And yet He says to them now these words, I go My way, and ye shall seek Me, and ye shall die in your sins, for whither I go, ye cannot come. Oh, men and women, the loss of wealth pales into significance when we think about the loss of your precious, never dying soul, the loss of your health pales into absolute insignificance when we think of the loss of your precious, never-dying soul. Jesus said, ye shall seek Me, and ye shall die in your sins. For whither I go, ye cannot come. These people were lost. The Savior was turning away. Friends, listen, it's not that they weren't religious. They were. They were the scribes and the Pharisees. They were filled with religious zeal, religious rituals, religious formalities, religious ceremonies. They were people who were schooled in the Mosaic Law and the teachings of the Old Testament and the prophecies of that book concerning the Messiah that would come. And yet, although their religious background was unquestionable and their religious upbringing was unquestionable, And their forefathers were known as the peculiar people of God. Yet they had substituted religion for regeneration. They had substituted rituals for righteousness. They had substituted human tradition for divine commandments. And they walked about seeking to establish their own righteousness. And they denied that the righteousness of Christ was that which they needed for the salvation of their precious soul. They had heard Christ's offer. They had felt the tuggings of the Spirit of God. And Jesus says to them, then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way. Friends, listen, tonight I want you to think of those words, what Jesus said, and I want to think about your soul tonight. I want you to think of what Jesus will say to you. Then said Jesus again unto them. He warns them one more time. He puts up the red light of warning before their hearts and before their eyes. And he says it one last time. He says, I go my way. And he said, you'll seek me. But he said, you'll die in your sins. And he said, whither I go, ye cannot come. Here we see, first of all, a solemn statement, friend. I go my way. Who said that? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. When you leave the Old Testament, when you step aside from the years of God's silence between the Old and New Testaments, friend, and you open the book of Matthew's Gospel, what do you find? You find right away the message of the coming of Christ. For Jesus came to them. We find that he humbled himself and took upon himself the form of a man and dwelt amongst men. And God said to Joseph, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. He came to meet the sinner. He came to seek the sinner. He came to save the sinner. That's why he came. And just as he came, and the voice of the Lord God came calling Adam in the cool of the day. And God said, Adam, where art thou? God seeking man. God seeking sinful man. So God is coming in the person of a son into this world. And why does he come? Why does he lay aside the splendors of heaven? Why does he humble himself and step out of the glory and become a babe in a mother's womb? He came to seek. And he came to save that which is lost. Friend, that means he came for you and me. He come to seek you. He come to save me. For you and I were lost. You see, he came. He came. Oh, he visited this old earth nearly 2,000 years ago. He visited this scene of time. Stepped into this old world to be despised and to be rejected of men. And yet, friend, he came. You know what he said? He said, I delight to do thy will, O God. There was none other that could save. There was none other to rescue man from his sin. There was none other to reach down into the pit of our iniquity and deliver us from the mire of our sin. Only the blessed Son of God, sinless, spotless, Lamb of God, who alone can take away the sin of the world. Thank God he came, friend. What a privilege. He came. And he's come tonight by his blessed Holy Spirit. And he's come to your heart and he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open that door, he said, I will come into him. And he said, I will sup with him and he with me. Do you hear His voice? Have you felt the stirring of the Spirit of God in your soul? Have you felt, my friend, the moving of the blessed Spirit of God? God revealing to you that you're lost. That in your sin you're lost. And you're without hope and you're without Christ. And you're on your way to a lost eternity. And God sent His Son for you. That you might be saved. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance and live. He did not leave us in our sin. Praise His name. He did not leave us in our lost estate. But He came. He came to seek us. He came to save us from our lost and without hope. Oh, may the Spirit of God reveal what that means to you, my friend, that you are lost. You are wandering through this old world of sin, and you're traveling to God's eternity, but friend, you're lost, and you're without hope. Of yourself, you cannot find a way. That's why He's come to seek you. That's why He's come after you. Do you remember the sheep that had went astray? Do you remember the shepherd left the 99 and he went out in the wilderness? And the Bible says he sought it until he found it. Let me tell you, it wasn't the sheep that found the shepherd. It was the shepherd that found the sheep. And blessed be God. In the sovereign purpose of a righteous and holy God, He sent His lovely Son into this world to seek you and to seek after me. And friend, He's come to this meeting tonight by the blessed power of the Spirit of God, and He's come to seek you. You're not here by chance. You haven't come by man's design alone. In the sovereignty of God, you're here. God has brought you here to seek you, to save you, because you're lost. And He says, look here, sinner. I stand at the door of your life, and I knock to your unsaved person. He's outside your life. He's at the door. He's outside. But blessed be God, He's knocking. Blessed Jesus. Blessed Spirit of God. Why dost thou knock? Because He wants to enter. He wants to save you from your sin, friend. He wants to come into your heart and into your life. That your soul might be saved from the grip and the awful chains of sin that bind you, that He might set you free. He came. Blessed be God, He did. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming for me. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying for me. Thank you for shedding your blood for me. Thank you for taking my place. Thank you for standing in my guilty room instead at that old place called Calvary, that I might be redeemed, that I might never perish, that I would never be in hell. Yes, He came. But listen to these words, friend. He said, I go my way. And how awful are those words when we think of the Lord Jesus Christ saying to the sinner, I go my way. You see, what He's saying is this, I came, but you didn't want me. I knocked.
But you wouldn't answer.
I spoke, but you wouldn't listen. I called, but you wouldn't hear. Yes, I came. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go
my way.
And friend, that's a very solemn statement. Because the Lord Jesus Christ, when he says, I go my way, yes, it means he had visited them. He had come to them.
But their visitation's over. And what the Savior's saying to them that day, he says, I've come. But now it's goodbye. Farewell, sinner. I'm going away.
Oh, my friend, let me tell you this. That's the greatest tragedy that a precious soul could ever experience. When the blessed Son of God goes away. When the blessed Spirit of God no longer pleads, no longer speaks, no longer calls, no longer pleads.
My Spirit shall not always strive with man. Oh, don't blaspheme the work of the Holy Ghost, friend.
Don't play around with your soul, young man. In God's name, there's not a more precious thing than the precious soul that God has given to you. You can lose your car, but you can buy another. You can lose your house, and you can even live in a tent. But lose your soul, young woman, young man. You'll never recover. For Jesus says this, I'm going away. Friend, listen. In my years of public life, I've had young children cry in my office. And they stood in tears and they said to me, Mr. McRae, Mommy's gone away. She's left us. I've watched my friends whenever kids have pulled at the skirt of a mum and threw their arms around a mother's knee and leg and begged her not to go, but you walked away from the children you give them birth. I've seen a father turn and walk away. And I've heard the cry of that mother and begged him not to go. And friend, that's a tragedy. But friend, that's nothing compared to the blessed Son of God saying, I'm going away. Oh, blessed Lord Jesus, I beg you, blessed Savior, don't go away from Castle Dawson. Blessed God, don't leave this place. Oh, God, stay in our midst. We need thee.
Jesus said, I go my way. Listen, friend, you can't imagine, neither can I, how tragic it is for God to give a soul up. You read the book of Romans chapter 1. and God gave them up. God handed them over. He said, you want your sin?
Is that what you're wanting? Is that what you're looking for? You despise my son. You trample underfoot his blood. You mock his sacrifice.
The Bible says God gave them over. God says, take your sin.
There you are.
Take it. Have it. But remember, in the taking of your sin, friend, you take the wages that come with it. And the wages of your sin is death. I go my way. Look at this quickly. Here's a strange statement. What it says next. He says, ye shall seek me. Isn't that strange? I go my way, ye shall seek me.
Here's a man that now realizes that the blessed Son of God has gone away. And now he's crying out and he says, oh, blessed Jesus, come back. Come back, I want you.
The strange thing is this, my friend. When he was there, they didn't want him. When he was visiting, they didn't want him. When he was calling, they didn't want to hear.
And you know, there are men and women tonight and young people, and they're saying, Lord Jesus, you stick around because someday I might want you. I don't want you now. I don't want to live for you. I don't want to serve you. But Savior, stick around, someday I might.
Says there's a sincere searching here. And when God called, they had no time. When God called, they weren't interested. They were just engaged in life. Isn't it strange? And Jesus says, I go. And he says, you'll seek me. Maybe there's someone here tonight and you say, you know, as long as the candle of life holds out to burn, the deepest sinner may return. Friends, let me tell you, that is not Scripture. That is not Scripture. Men and women say, as long as there's life, there's hope. Let me tell you, my friend, that's not true. You're fooling yourself. This is what is true. Jesus said, or the Word of God says, seek ye the Lord. Listen, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Listen, you know what that means? He'll not always be found.
And there's many a man that has lived in this world, friend. And many a man whom God has spoken by his Spirit. And many a person who has trembled even under the influence of the Spirit of God and have despised the offering of God's mercy, and the Spirit of God has given them up and handed them over.
And they may live another 50 years, but God has given them over to their sin. And I say this solemnly, friend. You see, if that happens, when God's Spirit no longer strives, you're as sure of hell as if you're there. You're as sure of hell as if you're there. And there'll be no way back. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. That's why the Word of God goes on to say, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Why does it say today, friend? That means if God's speaking to you today, that's the time for salvation, because God may go away from you tomorrow. This may be the last day
Listen, this mission will go on in the will of God for another week and a half, friend. Listen to me. But this may be the last night that God will ever speak to you. It may be the last night God will ever call you. You read the story of Pharaoh, and the Bible says, listen, Pharaoh hardened his heart. Read this story, friend. Go to the book of Exodus, read this. But listen to these words. And God hardened his heart. Yes, he hardened his heart until one day God said, Pharaoh, that's it. And Pharaoh was as sure of hell that day as if he had gone into it. Under the wrath of God. And it says, ye shall seek me. What an awful thing, you know, if you could lift the trap door of hell tonight. There's not an unsaved man, an unsaved soul there. But is crying out to God for mercy. But God's ears turned away. There's not one but would long to be back, friend, that long to come to Castle Dawson Mission, to the old tent. They wouldn't care about it blowing. They wouldn't care any, friend, listen, they would to God that another opportunity, because they would seek him. The sincere seeking, but it's too late. Listen, Esau sought a place of repentance. And Esau sought it with tears. But he found no place. No place of repentance. For he had sold his soul. Don't play with God, friend. I beg you in God's name. It will not matter what you think about me after this mission, friend. But it does matter what you think of Jesus. I think of whenever God invited Noah to come into the ark and God shut the door of the ark. Friend, listen. Wasn't it when God shut the door and then the floods came that the people ran to the ark and wanted the door to open? Didn't they long to get in? And yet for 120 years didn't Noah preach of righteousness? Didn't he preach and didn't he warn them? Didn't he invite them? Didn't he plead with them? Didn't he beg them, beseech them in God's name to come in? But they wouldn't come until the day that God shut the door. And the wrath of God fell, friend. Then they said, Noah, open unto us. But Noah didn't shut the door. Therefore Noah couldn't open it. For God shut to the door. You have a soul to be saved, young person. You have a soul to be saved, older person. There is a time I know not when, a place I know not where, that seals the destiny of man. For glory or despair. Let me tell you, you could seal your destiny tonight. You could seal your destiny. Listen, friend. If you come to Christ, thank God, you'll seal it for heaven. If you turn the Savior away and say, Jesus, I don't want you, I don't need you. I will not come to thee. Listen. You could seal it in this gospel meeting. You could seal your soul for hell. Ye shall seek me, but notice, and shall die in your sin. We all have to die. I'm a dying preacher, friend. I don't know what disease I carry in my body. I don't know how I'll go. I don't know when the call will come that I've got to leave this scene of time and go out into God's eternity. And friends, let me tell you, I don't know it, and neither do you. You could be carrying the very disease in your body right now that God will use to take you. Or God could just stop the heart like that.
You see, God gave and he has the right to take away.
But one thing, blessed be God, I do know is this, friend. Thank God I'll never die in my sin.
For they are all covered in the precious blood of Jesus. Well, Jesus says, I go my way and ye shall seek me and ye shall die in your sins. Die yourself.
What a tragedy. Yes, you will have to die. Yes, you will leave the scene of time. There's not one of us, friend. The place that knows you now will some of these moments know you no more forever. And I don't care how deep you have dug into this world, I want to tell you, others will dig for you for the last. Because see, if Christ returned, they'll dig the last hole and place you and me in it. But it does not matter where that is. It'll matter whether we're saved or not. It matters whether we're ready to go. And I asked you, and Ivan has already asked you the question, friend, where will you be in eternity? Where will you be? If God was to call you now, friend, I'll tell you where. You'll be where you're ready for. If you're saved, you're ready for heaven. If you're not saved, you're ready for hell. It's as simple as that. Doesn't need a mathematician. It doesn't need a well-educated person, friend. It's as simple as that. If you're ready, if you're under the blood of Jesus, if your sins are under the blood of Christ, if you're resting on the finished work of Christ for your salvation, friend, and Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you're ready for heaven, thank God you'll be there. And if you're not ready for heaven, you're ready for hell. But I'm going to say something else. And where you're going to be forever. For all eternity. There's no way back. What an awful separation. You shall die in your sin. But what a stern sentence. And whither I go, you can't come. You can't come. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Then shall he say unto them, he shall say to the lost, he shall say to the sinner, he shall say to the Christ rejecter, then shall he say unto them, depart from me. In other words, you go your way. Yes, he said, I go my way. And you'll seek me, but you'll not find me. But you'll die in your sin. And whither I go, ye can't come. Then shall he say unto them, depart from me, ye cursed. I never knew you. I was preaching an old mission, old time gospel mission in Castle Derg many years ago as a young preacher. They were putting up the posters for the mission. Some of the young fellows, I was the MP at the time and of that district in Mid Ulster. And some of the young fellows of the one of the BAMs, one of the lads said, listen, I'll help put up McCrae's posters. I put them up for the election, so I'll put them up for the mission. But he says, I want to tell you, I'll not be in the mission. I'll not be there. Some other young lads went with him and they put up the posters for him. And they invited him just before the mission began. They invited him to come to the mission. He said, listen, I don't want an invitation again. Please, I don't want to hear it. I put up the posters for him, but I'll never be there. I started the mission on the Sunday afternoon. It was about 2:00 on the Sunday morning. That same young fellow was coming home from the pub with some of his mates.
is flying into Castle Dur, came to the bridge there, and they lost control of the car. The driver of the motor, I think, got out safe and sound, and the rest of the passengers. That young man was dead. He said, "I'll not come to the mission." Let me tell you, friend, he wasn't there for the mission. You don't play with God. God is not mocked. Let me ask you in closing, will you die in your sin? Is that your end? Where Christ is, you'll never be. May God have mercy on you. May God bring you to Himself, ere the storm of judgment break upon you, for Jesus' sake. Let's pray. O God, our Heavenly Father, we thank and we praise Thee tonight. Thou art still calling. Thou art still inviting. Thou art still welcoming sinners. Tonight you say, "Come unto me, and I'll give you rest." Please, God, give the sinner grace to come. As our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, friend, He's calling you. Mother, lead your family to the cross. You'll never lead them there. You'll never lead your children to Jesus unless, first of all, you come. You need the Lord. Father, what about you, young person? Listen to me. He's at the door tonight. Will you let Him in? Will you open the door to Christ? He says, "I'll give you rest. O sinner, come."